Hey guys, here we are. this is episode 41 of the Walking Alone podcast with me, Cornell Ward.
Over the hill.
Yeah.
Not yeah. You, the podcast yes. is. That's the term for being over 40, right?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Over the hill.
Got Diego Lopez.
What's up? I love you.
We got our guest today is John Chow of, did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
Chow? Okay.
Chow.
All right.
You're one for one.
All right. Sick. And owner, creator of Sleep Terror Clothing.
What it do?
So, yeah. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, dude. Over an hour and a half late, but yeah. Made it.
That's cool.
I'm so hungry.
But, yeah, trains are kind of messed up today, huh?
Yeah, between the trains and...
Bring the mic a little closer.
Oh, yeah. Between the trains and my cat didn't want me to leave the house, you know.
Was it hiding your keys?
No, he just kind of like sat on my chest and I fell asleep.
No, yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I like seeing him. He makes a lot of appearances in your...
my Instagram?
Instagram, yeah.
Yeah, I have a little French bulldog too. Gatsby Terror and Saki Terror.
Nice. Yeah, so I guess... The first time I ever realized that we were going to be friends was I saw a picture you made of your head hatching out of the xenomorph egg.
Oh yeah,
and I was like, oh yeah, that guy's pretty cool. I think.
Explain that to the jocks that listen to the podcast.
Oh yeah, so the xenomorph was first discovered on the by the crew of the Nostromo, killing everyone except for Lieutenant Ellen Ripley. Later again. Discovered on LV-426.
Yeah.
The Weyland-Yutani terraforming colony.
What is this? Is this a poem? Is this a video game? Is
this aliens. A movie?
Sci-fi.
Aliens. Okay. Yeah. That's all. You could have just said aliens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah. Sigourney Weaver. Yeah. It's those things that Sigourney Weaver fought.
But, I'm very attracted to her for some reason.
Yeah. She's attractive.
She's getting more attractive. Have you seen the Ghostbuster?
No.
Oh. Yeah.
Like,
it's like the reunion thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
She's a fan of the show too, so she heard you say that.
Oh yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, hey Sigourney.
Yeah. She's listening.
What up, Weaves?
Oh yeah. Hi, I'm Sigourney Weaver. Just call me Weaves.
Yeah. We tight like that.
I saw a picture of her. It was like the shot of her from Alien, the first one. And it was like a from below shot, and she was just wearing like a
what
do you call those?
A half shirt? Like a football shirt?
Yeah, like a football shirt, yeah.
Mamma mia.
And I was like, wow. Look at you, Sigourney Weaver. She's glistening.
I'm glad we got off topic so well.
Yeah. But,
so yeah, that's when we became friends.
Yeah. And I guess your designs first started for Sleep Terror, they're inspired by dreams you had.
Yeah. So I kind of have like some really bad sleeping problems. Mm-hmm. Hence why I wake up so late in the day. I have sleep paralysis. So
closer.
Oh, I have sleep paralysis, so it's pretty much when you wake up in the middle of the night, but you can't move your body, but you're like completely awake, like completely conscious.
Shit.
And most of the time, like it's like the barrier between dreams and reality. Mm-hmm. So I'll be having like a really nice dream, and all of a sudden it starts bottoming out. I wake up, and it's almost like the dreams are like right there. It's kind of like it's one of the most like common occurrences for people who experience like what they think to be like. Like abductions or like ghosts, like phenomenal stuff like that. So that's pretty much what I had. I went to a couple sleep study things just because it was like happening like maybe like 2-3 times a month. And you wake up and you're like drowned in your own sweat because you're like, holy shit, I can't move. So I even had to like bite my own tongue until it started like kind of like bleeding a little bit to try and wake up. Mm-hmm. Doesn't help. So started doing like sleep studies, did like some medication stuff, still didn't really do anything. He was just like, you know, just like keep a dream journal and see what happens. Kept a dream journal. Next thing you know, little notes turned into little doodles in the morning, and it helped a bit. And I started just kind of making them into t-shirts.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And terrifying.
Yeah.
That's kind of the thing that like I have this weird fear, even though I don't have surgeries very often. I never have surgery, but like I've heard of people that get put under with like those chemicals and like they're under, but they're just paralyzed, but they're like totally conscious of like
3%
everything going on.
That's like my biggest fear.
Oh, no, thank you. Fuck that.
That happened to me once. I was getting my wisdom teeth pulled and a cyst taken out.
Yeah.
And like, it was just like a lot of shit going on. And they put tape over my eyes and, I have no clue.
They kidnapping you?
Yeah. And then there's like this, like, like this rubber dildo, and it was like, it was like I, for like a split second, my eyes opened and I saw everyone, and then I went right back out.
Oh man,
damn!
It was the craziest thing. I didn't feel anything. Like there was no pain or anything involved, and yeah, it was nuts.
That's
nutty. Yeah,
that's terrible. That's a terrible thing. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. I mean, it didn't really affect me at all.
That the dream journal thing is kind of like I'm trying to get into lucid dreaming and learning how to do that better and using it. And it's like that's like the first thing they tell you is to start keeping a dream journal so you can start seeing patterns in what is your dream state and what's your reality. Mm-hmm. It's like some things sticks out. Like you always see your high school football coach or you see like pink Mercedes Benz. Like it's I'm sleeping. That's a clue that you're sleeping. But that's different. Yours is different, dude.
I have seen that happen. And with the t-shirts too, like there are reoccurring like monsters. Like that'll kind of put a couple, what are those things called? Easter eggs.
Okay.
So there's one t-shirt that's called the Awaken Unafraid t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Just a monster with a lot of eyes and a lot of teeth. And that monster actually comes up in a bunch of other shirts like in different seasons. So I love it when like customers like email me and is like, hey, did you do that on purpose? Where there's like this monster under the bed and he has like a lot of eyes, a lot of teeth, just like the last one. I'm like, yeah, man. Like, I just drew that monster like the other day at a bar, just like on a napkin. It's like my favorite thing to do.
Because
it's actually like the very first like time I did the dream journal thing or had like a really intense paralysis episode. I was like exploring these caves like in my dream. It was like something out of like Labyrinth, the movie. And there's like all these like crystal like caves. And I started to notice that the dream just went black, like started getting darker. And I could feel like my body seizing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I started getting like chased by something. I couldn't see it. And then I woke up in my room. It just so happened that I had like Ancient Aliens playing on the TV. So that didn't help. And I could just hear these like noises, like these weird, like kind of like critter noises. And I thought the monster from my dream was in like like underneath my bed.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds kind of like weird, but you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. It's good. I whenever I do like lucid dream, my test is to, I try to fly. And if I can fly, it's like, it's weird. Like I automatically snap into, I can start controlling the environment and, you know, flying and shit. But,
It always reminds me of that Bill Hicks joke about how when crazy people think they can fly, they're jumping off buildings. And he's like, why don't you just try taking off from the ground?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good stuff. But, dreams are nuts, man. Like, especially when you have dreams that, it's like one dream into, I can turn that off. It's like one dream that goes into another dream. Like you wake up within a dream and then you go back to sleep and you start dreaming like multiple layers of dreaming.
I mean, like Inception is like my favorite movie and also Insidious too, because I think like the concept of traveling, like I forgot what they call it. It's like dimensional traveling. It's where you have an outer body experience.
Oh, it's
so it's an extension of lucid dreaming.
Yeah, what is that called? Astral projection?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like stuff like that, I completely think it's real.
Oh, yeah. I read a book on astral projection. It's it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's nuts. It's the book was really cheesy. It was one of those do you guys remember those Time Life books? There's like a series of like Time Life, but there's one about aliens, there's one about lucid dreaming, there's another one about astral projection. And the way it was written was like really cheesy, but it's really interesting. It kind of sparked my interest to do more research on it. But yeah, that shit's crazy. Like apparently there's like a tether between you and like your astral projection, like
yourself.
Yeah. So you're always like, you know, tethered. You can like go like a certain distance like on this tether, but like if the tether is like
broken,
yeah,
you go into the further.
Oh. Yeah.
Screwed.
And ghost sex happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from, I was born in California and then I lived in Hong Kong for like 12 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And then moved back when I was like 12, 13. And basically from 12 onwards, lived in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Upper East Side.
Upper East Side?
Yeah.
Strange.
Yeah.
I wouldn't peg you for an Upper East Sider.
Why is it strange?
Because the Upper East Side's full of old white people.
Yeah.
It was like so boring. Like I just ran into a couple high school friends the other day and we were like, oh my God, do you remember like how like little pieces of shits we were? I was like, I still am a piece of shit. Yes. You know?
Look at my face.
Do you remember we fucking, like, you know, we used to tag up the neighborhood, and I was like, still do that. You know, still think it's fun.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys grow up? That's cool. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Dude, growing up is giving up.
Yeah. I see that all the time on Facebook. Like, people, I'm like, wow, look at you guys.
But they're, like, adult life, like, with children and shit, married?
Not just that, but just, like, not doing anything fun.
Oh, yeah.
Or people pretending to be older than they really are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just, like, you know, getting really into BuzzFeed articles and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you know, like, really following, like network TV shows and...
Yeah,
you know,
they're like, yeah, I love BuzzFeed. I don't read the lists anymore. I just read the full articles.
Yeah.
I watch Charlie Rose all the time. Yeah. Old people talking about problems with no solutions.
Wolf Blitzer. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, just like stuff like that kind of like, I don't know, annoys me a little bit. Like, you should just never grow up.
Yeah.
Really. Because like, once you start like thinking of yourself as like an old man, like the fun in life is pretty much gone.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, there's just like, there's so much human potential.
Yeah.
You know, like, why, you know, why contribute to making some old rich dudes that are already richer?
Yeah.
And why not just, you know, I mean, yeah, sometimes it's a means to an end. Like, you have to do that. But there's also time to like, do cool shit. You know, like, make shirts, do a podcast.
Yeah. It's like
teach people martial arts.
Like, you know, when you go and, like, meet someone for the first time and, like, maybe, like, most common thing they're going to say is, what do you do? Like, where are you from?
Yeah.
Like, I tend to, like, try not to associate, like, what I do as a job as, like, who I am.
Right.
You know? Because, like, I don't think, like, status should be the most important thing, you know?
So I ask people what belt rank they are first.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? What belt rank are you? What belt rank in jiu-jitsu? Are you a white belt? That's cool.
Yeah.
I'll go talk over here.
Yeah. What, so you're quite the chef, too, right?
What's that?
You're like quite the...
Oh, yeah. Chef. Like, I cook like 5 things in rotation.
Mm.
I'm actually pretty stoked for MasterChef Juniors.
What is that?
It's like basically MasterChef. It's a cooking competition thing,
show.
But with like little toddlers.
Oh, sick.
And they like actually make bomb food. Like dank food.
Huh.
Are they little prodigies or just like...
Yeah, they're just like little prodigies. Like 9-year-olds like cooking osobuco.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. What is that?
Oxtail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Where you like suck the marrow out of you know, the bone. Oh yeah, you're vegetarian, right?
Yeah, vegan. Yeah,
vegan.
Yeah.
Are you vegan, dude? Yeah.
I'm not like upset. I'm just like, I'm blown away that little kids could do that.
Yeah,
like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
eat all the ox tail you want, guys. I've never met a cool ox in my life.
Yeah, those guys are cunts.
Not like Henry.
Those little shits.
Yeah.
The kids are the ox. Oxen.
The oxen.
No, they didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. That's weird though. They're producing such like quality shit. How old are they? What's like the age group?
I think it's like anywhere from, I think like 9 to like 15, something like that.
Let's get fake IDs and try to get on.
Yeah, right?
When I was 9, I could make like a mean tombstone pizza.
Nice.
When I was a kid.
What would make it different than if you did it if someone else?
What, making the tombstone pizza?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, okay.
You just put it in. I mean, the only...
I remember my friend when I was like really young would have those Elio's little square rectangle pizzas that you pop in the toaster oven.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had them before. I'm like, oh, cool. But he put red pepper flakes and like a chili oil or like an oil or something, like olive oil or something on it. And I was like, oh, you're like a cook. I'm like, oh, you're like legit, dude. Yeah. You know what's up.
He's like sprinkling it.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
It's like ginger oil.
Bam!
Yeah.
Actually, the only difference between me making a tombstone pizza and someone else is that I could do it whenever I wanted to. Like, I could be like, oh.
Because you're an adult?
No.
What do you mean?
Because, you know, when I was a kid, I would have like, hey, mom, can you make me a pizza? And she's like, well, you already had 3. So, you know, but I could just be like, I'm just going to make a pizza.
Like, number 4 is on me, ma.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about it.
Yeah. It was like a sense, I had like a sense of independence. And I was like, I can make my own pizza.
You're like a little Beyonce. That's cool.
she makes her own pizzas.
Well, she's very independent.
Yeah, Miss Independent.
Yeah. Oh yeah, independent woman. Yeah,
she opened up a pizza store. Just be like Miss Independent Pizza.
Yeah,
Cornell and Beyonce Pizza.
Yeah,
many tombstones. Yeah, it'd be really expensive for the overhead on tombstones.
God, yeah. Just, I'm sure. I mean, even wholesale, those things are cost an arm and a leg.
I miss pizza.
I made my own bootleg pizza the other night. I was like really hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 4 a.m. I couldn't sleep. So I had some tortillas in the refrigerator and I had like some ragu.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm going to make grown-up Lunchable right now.
Or, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, I hate using the microwave. I love like toaster ovens and just like pan frying everything. Yeah. So I put the tortilla on the pan, let it heat up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And straight up, like, just put some ragu, cut up some garlic. We didn't have any cheese, so it was a cheeseless pizza. Mm-hmm. But very it still good. Tastes awesome.
Huh.
Yeah. That's sick. That's very MacGyver refrigerator,
I know, right?
Review.
Yeah. I like Pauly G's. Have you guys eaten there?
Pauly G's.
Pauly G's? What's
favorite.
That?
It actually was just voted best pizza in New York.
Hmm.
It's in Greenpoint. It's a sick little pizza place. It's more like a restaurant. Like, they get your own little pie,
uh-huh.
But they have a whole vegan menu in the back.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's like in like, oh, it looks like it used to be in a barn. Like, it's really cool aesthetically. Yeah. Like, it's like first date, tons of points if you take a girl there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Especially because the wait's like 2 hours usually.
Word.
And Pauly G walks around himself and shakes your hand and asks you if you've ever been there before.
Nice.
It's like the, it's like Rocky Six.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like Rocky Six, basically.
Yeah.
So with you guys, like, since you guys are vegan, do you guys prefer like girls who are vegan?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Word. I mean, if it's an optional, yeah. But I mean, like, if a girl's like cool and not vegan, you know, I'd probably still talk to her, but
yeah.
I'm not guaranteeing anything. It just makes things easier, you know? Yeah. It just makes the whole thing easier.
Yeah.
And also, in my experience, I've taken shit for it. Like, if I'm dating a girl and she's not vegan, she'll make fun of me for being vegan. She's
you gotta hit him.
Oh, what? I'm
just like, man up.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Just joking. Just joking.
But yeah, I've been made fun of plenty of times about being being vegan by women.
Yeah.
Strange. But yeah, I prefer the...
The veggies.
The veggies, yeah.
Yeah, I was vegetarian for like 7 years,
mm-hmm.
And I'm probably going to get shit for this if she's listening to this podcast, but like, so I was hanging out with this girl and she was like playing it off like she was vegetarian, mm-hmm. for a couple months and...
To get in good with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because I was like really, really like hardcore about being vegetarian,
mm-hmm.
And she like went and got hot wings. And she texted me and she was like, I did something bad. And then she calls me. She's like crying. I'm like, I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't
it's
care.
It's not a big deal. But yeah. It was like, oh, this is really cute.
Yeah.
You care about the stuff I believe in.
Oh, aww. That's nice. That's
no, nice. She's making the effort.
Yeah.
Why would you be mad about that?
I don't know. I wasn't.
You also didn't even say her name, so.
Did I?
Did you? No, you didn't.
Oh, good.
No. She should say now under her address.
Yeah. But even if you did, we'd bleep it out.
Like that time... Who dry snitched? Was it you? Oh, yeah, you dry snitched.
Yeah. Yeah, I dry snitched a friend of mine.
His whole name. Yeah. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, I said his name, exactly what it was that we did.
He's like, oh, yeah, you know, Tom Wilson who robbed the bank. I mean, no.
Sorry, went hiking.
Yeah.
I was looking at your website. You referenced one of my favorite cartoons as a kid, Real Monsters.
Yeah.
That was like the shit for me when I was a kid. I don't know why.
Dude, it's like so good. Like, I love the fact that it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
For a minute, yeah.
Sick.
And like Pokemon's on there.
Pokemon's on Netflix?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Dragon Ball Z's on there now.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
All right, let's stop the podcast.
Okay.
Enough of this bullshit. You guys get it. We're all cool. Yeah. Let's move on.
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, man. All Real Monsters. Love that.
I can't remember their names, but I love the one that held his eyeballs in his hand.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
He
with like, the armpit hair.
He had armpit hair and I just held his arm.
Yeah.
I think that was the inspiration for those Guillermo del Toro movies. It's kind of like Pan's Labyrinth, but like, you know.
That's nice. His like dad?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
That's just sick. So do you like, is that like a big part of like your whole thing? Is that like you really like monsters and stuff like that? Or is
yeah.
It just something,
like as like a kid.
That makes it your dreams weirder? Or do you think if you just watched like.
It definitely does. Because okay. Like I love monsters. I love sci-fi. And I love horror. So. You know, that's like your like exterior perception of like, you know, what you like. So obviously I'm going to dream about that stuff, mm-hmm. more so, you know.
What are some of your favorite sci-fi and horror films?
Well, obviously Aliens,
yeah.
Predator. What else
Son
so
of
far?
A bitch.
I even like Prometheus, not going to lie.
I did too.
I love Prometheus.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
I thought it was all right.
You liked it?
I didn't like
I
it.
I liked it then.
I didn't like it at first and then I watched it again because... I don't think I liked it at first because I was like...
It's like anal sex.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Eventually, you long for it. You know?
Yeah, you know.
And,
you get past the crying parts and yeah. You're like,
this
is actually really beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like getting like a ring sized, you know? Like, and
once you get past the tip, man, it's easy, you know?
Yeah.
Easy going.
Yeah. Like when I sat down, I was like, all right. It's like going to be like some pre-colonial marine shit. Like I wanted Aliens again. And so I went in expecting something different, but then I watched it again. I liked it.
Yeah, it took me a couple tries to like it. Yeah.
Was your first experience watching it in a movie theater?
No, it was at home.
Okay. I've had that where I watch a movie in a movie theater and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. And I watch it again, like, really relaxed at home alone. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that was pretty good. I think I was just sort of nervous about the date and, like, if you touch my leg on purpose or not, and I didn't pay attention to the movie.
Yeah, that's, like, the worst. And sometimes, like, I'm more, like, is it bad that I'm more focused on the movie?
Oh, no, I've had that. Yeah. I've had dates now, like, when girls come over, like, I'm like, oh, let's put this movie in. And I, like, you're supposed to just start making it after, like, 5 minutes.
Right.
But I get caught up in the movie and I watch the whole thing. And you can see them just, like, twiddling their thumbs. Like, you fucking asshole. You brought me over to watch a movie and we really watched the movie.
Yeah.
Like, let's just get the kiss over with so we can just watch the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll give you another one when it's done.
Just get one. Maybe. One per 90 minutes.
Maybe that's what happened when I watched Dune with that. Maybe she was just bummed out that I didn't make hours. She wasn't bummed out that the movie was shit or weird.
You finally figured it out.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. I've told this story before, but I'll tell you since you've never heard it. But I you know, had a date,
mm-hmm.
and the girl came over, and she's like, "Oh, pick a movie." She brought stuff over, and I chose Dune, like David Lynch's Dune, which is a bizarre first date movie. But she didn't talk to me ever again.
Damn.
And we'd already hooked up like twice before that,
mm-hmm.
and things were going great. And then for some reason, after I showed her that movie, she was just like, I'm just going to leave. No kiss, good night. Like, she just bolted. So that shit was weird.
Normally, like, sci-fi or horror, mm-hmm. I try and stay away from those if, like, having a date night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I went to go see Scanner Darkly with a girl.
Oh, the Keanu Reeves movie?
Yeah.
That was weird. I couldn't get into that.
Yeah, it was pretty tough because I was like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, between, like, being nervous on a first date and stuff like that, like, and then you're trying to pay attention to this, like, really intense movie. It's hard.
Yeah.
And Dune, I think, is like one of those, like, it's a pretty tough movie to get through, too.
Yeah, if you're not a fan, it's not. I don't recommend it.
Like, if you were watching anything David Lynch.
Yeah.
Like, Eraserhead for a first date, be like, creep the hell out of someone.
Yeah.
Like, this is what you chose? Really?
You got to stick to the, like, Garden State, Top Gun.
There you go.
Top Gun.
Point Break.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
God, what a solid film that is, man.
But horror movies, though, if you pick a really good horror movie, mm-hmm. Like an arm breaker,
mm-hmm.
you
know? Yeah, yeah.
Like, you just turn off all the lights.
Oh, yeah, that's
and then
good.
You, like, you know.
Nothing turns a woman on like fear.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, like, the classics, too. Like Nightmare on Elm Street. I think it was the third one, the one where they're in the insane asylum?
I don't know.
I think it's the third one. But anyway, it's so good. Still to this day, it holds up. Like, a great soundtrack.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, good 80s style metal. You know, and, yeah, it's, I think that's a good one.
Yeah, 1 and 3 are good. 2 is a little weird. The bus and everything.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Strange.
Have you watched it recently?
I did.
It's so crazy to, like, I guess you don't really realize how old those movies are.
Yeah.
And then you watch and you see, like, the car, like, you know, they thought about because of the bus. And it's like, wow, that bus looks like it's from, like, the 60s.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's good. It's old. But, yeah, that's a weird one. Because, like, Freddy basically, like, possesses the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's, like, turning into Freddy. Yeah.
I never really understood Freddy as a villain. Like, he's a burn victim that can go through dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a
interesting
pedophile.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's what it was. He's a pedophile.
Yeah.
That's what makes him terrifying.
Yeah, like, yeah. But the parents,
he's just like a fucking smart ass dude with a terrible face.
Yeah, but yeah, the parents, like, they burned him. They threw him in a furnace, and then he came back in dreams. But he can his special power though is that anything he does to you in the dream. Happens to you in real life. So, like, these kids, like, wake up and, like, oh, my God, I've got a scar in my hand. Or, you
know, not that he just has a name. That's, like, I'm Freddy Krueger. That's a person's name.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not.
I feel bad for anyone who, like, actually has that
name.
Totally.
Yeah. It's like Adolf Hitler. Like, no one can name
Hitler
anymore.
No one even has Adolf. Like, they're like, just retire it. Not even Hitler. Just retire. That one's in the banners. Or in, I don't know if they put that in banners.
Probably. I don't know. There's a jewelry shop, like a chain in Richmond called Adolf's, and it's just like,
oh God,
Adolf, like, huge.
The guy's like, I'm not changing the fucking store name. It's my name.
Yeah,
I earned it.
Look at that sign.
My children look at that name and they're proud. Yeah, until fourth or fifth grade, and they find out about history.
That was yours, by the way. I stole that from you.
Oh, that one. That's right. It's all of ours. Yeah.
Look at that.
I ride by that coffee shop, and I always want to go inside and do that.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that coffee shop up the street?
Oh yeah, the one who's like who was like giving off all the racial slurs and stuff,
the anti-Semitic
about Jews.
Yeah.
And like, it's blasting up Instagram.
Yeah, it's down the street. I always want to go in and be like, "Hey, can I have that coffee up there?"
Yeah, it's like something generic, right? It's like
it's called the coffee shop.
Yeah, the coffee shop. Yeah.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah,
fucking dicks.
Yeah, assholes. Probably with beards.
Dude, did you see what Anonymous is doing?
No, what are they doing?
They're doing this thing called Unmask KK, Unhood KKK.
Okay.
And they're just posting everyone's social media who is actually a KKK member.
Oh, wow.
And it's like so gnarly to be like, yeah, fuck you, you pieces of shit. So if you listen to this podcast and you're a KKK member, fuck you. I doubt anyone.
I know.
There's one guy like, fuck!
Yeah.
When I had a radio show in college, like there would be like, I went to college in Pennsylvania. And
oh, yeah.
Like I had a metal and hardcore show. So they were like, you know, we can't put you on primetime. I'm sorry. So they put me at like 12 o'clock at night on a Sunday. Yeah. So I was like, okay, fine. I'll just do my 2-hour segment. And I would get like all kinds of weird like phone calls, like collect calls from the county jail.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah.
What would they say?
They'd just be like, all right, we have a collect call from, you know, Cumberland County Jail. I was like, okay, put it through. And they're like, hey man, I love the show. Can we get some Slayer?
Oh,
I'm
sick.
Like, yeah, sure.
Of course, dude.
What do you want?
Anything for you.
Yeah.
You should ask them what they did. It's like, well, what'd you do?
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
I didn't pay my taxes. Yeah, fine, whatever. Here's some Slayer.
Yeah.
Wait a second, let me stop that dog from barking.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, that's crazy. I got a collect call from a penitentiary a couple days ago. They're like, we have a collect call from such and such correctional facility. And I was like, nope.
It might have been, you know, a Walking Alone fan.
Oh, you're right. It probably, yeah. It's probably what it was. Probably exactly what it was. you're into Acacia Strain, right?
Yeah, I love the Acacia Strain. I was actually just listening to them today.
They're good, man. Do you think some of their lyrics are kind of cheesy sometimes?
Oh man. Yes.
Yeah.
I think of it as like ignorance with a backing.
Mm-hmm.
I love the lyrics.
Yeah.
Just because like. Oh man, probably put a target on me. I love the lyrics because I have the same type of misanthropic attitude towards the world.
Oh, wait, hang on a second. Oh, there he is. Okay.
It's Danny.
Hey, Danny.
And John.
Danny, John.
Yeah, Danny, John.
I totally agree with you. Like I feel the same way about them. And I think they're awesome. They sound awesome, but they. But I feel like sometimes the way they put stuff out, like I get it. Like I feel it. I'm like, yes, this makes sense, and I understand. But sometimes I'm like,
yeah, you know, like you gotta appeal to the masses.
Yeah,
you know, and kids love that stuff where it's like, I am the end of the world kind of stuff. Or what's another one that they have? Oh God, I want your legs behind your head. I want your legs behind your head. Like stuff like that. Like just like lyrics like that are kind of cheesy, but like I like the end message of it, just because I'm not a very big people person.
Yeah,
I'm very much the extrovert. Oh, sorry, introvert.
Oh my god, that's the wrong one, dude.
Introvert. I'm an innie, not an outie. just like stuff like that. Same thing with like Counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love the misanthropic, you know, theme behind the band.
Yeah.
What cool band is this? Metallica.
Yep.
Sick.
Okay,
yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I live on their own South Park.
Oh, Metallica's on South Park.
Well, one time. So well, they're not on it, but they make fun of them.
They're new cast members.
No, I wish. Cool. Danny's not mic'd, but he still decides to talk.
You can't hear me.
He might pick you up a little bit.
That they used to be really good, Metallica. Back in the day, I don't know what the fuck happened to them. There.
Do you design all your shirts? Know.
Most of them, or I just have some friends, like in like t-shirt business, like design shirts. We do collabs.
Oh, cool! So, that's short for collaboratives.
This Nightmare Made one was actually designed by my good friend Corey Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
He works for Warner. Shout out to Corey Thomas.
Sounds a very familiar person.
No.
Yeah, that.
He's not a poser though, right?
Nah.
All right, good. I'm bringing that back, by the way.
Posers exist, man.
Yeah,
they really do.
Yeah. I see posers all the time. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, look at you. You are such a poser.
Pretty much like whenever I go into Williamsburg, I'm like, see a Misfit shirt, Ramon shirt, Dead Kennedy shirt, or like a Black Flag shirt. I'm like, do you know Black Flag?
Yeah.
I feel that's kind of the thing, that hipster was just, I mean, I remember when I was in middle school, that was the insult, was calling somebody a poser.
Yeah.
Like that was it. And I feel like they just use now hipster instead. Cause
yeah. It's so cool to be. It's like it's okay to be opposed. Like it's
yeah, man.
Like
before, you can just before you had to do your homework. Like yeah. I know every member of the band. Yeah. And you know all their CDs.
Yeah. But now it's just like, oh, I guess I'll just get that Black Flag shirt off of the wall and wear it.
Find on
your phone. Yeah. What it is. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. True. Yeah. They're like, yeah. So what's your Black Flag song? Oh.
YouTube Black yes. Flag, and I don't know any of their songs, so I'm not gonna act like I do.
Yeah.
Henry Rollins was in it. That's all I know.
Yep.
Danny just asked me if I could beat up Henry Rollins. I have no idea.
It depends. Like now, Henry Rollins, or like,
does he have any martial arts training? No, then yeah, of course.
Dude, careful, man. He was in Bad Boys.
The movie?
Yeah.
Oh, and
oh, he's a cop in Bad Boys.
Yeah, he's like one of the SWAT guys.
He was also in that movie with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah,
where he's a cop.
The Chase. What a sellout.
The Chase is sick.
Yeah.
He was in Sons of Anarchy too.
He's a white power dude.
And he raped Married with Children.
Oh, Peggy Bundy.
Peggy. Yeah. It's a real sexist fucking show, anyway. Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah, I had to fast forward.
Because your dick was getting too hard?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I really like this because it's going to be. He's not mic'd, so like it's just a one way conversation of me just asking a ghost.
Just talking to yourself.
Was your dick too hard?
Like some weird interrogation.
Yeah.
But yeah, that. Married with Children was good. I
Yeah, everyone knows
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he is, yeah. Yeah, we all know.
No, you wouldn't. You can't take me down.
I think that, I don't know, I bet, like, have you looked at Henry Rollins' forearms? He's probably got some, like...
What does that mean?
I don't know, it's strong.
Oh, you see his steps, man?
Steps. Henry Rollins had a really cool video, though, about, when you said selling out, about how, like, he doesn't believe really in that.
Yeah.
He's like, just work. Just be busy. Work. Make money. What the fuck is
it? No, he is, like, the definition of, like, DIY. Because, like... You know, not college educated, mm-mm. Was in a punk band, stopped being in a punk band, started writing books just because he read a lot. And then he did like, I don't know if it's like comedy, but he did like some stand up
stuff. Spoken word stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which worked. I watched one of it. Was pretty funny.
It's awesome because it's like everything that you think about, like in terms of like what you hate, he hates it too.
Yeah.
And like, I love that stuff. Like being able to relate to people who hate the same things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's that's a weird, it's a stronger, I feel a stronger bond between mutual hatreds and mutual likes.
Yeah.
You hate techno music too? Me too. Let's go on a date.
All right.
Yeah,
we should start
you're not into guys? Damn it.
We should start a dating site, Hate Date.
Hatedate.com.
So
Pan pending.
Yeah.
trademark.
Damn it. Now.
I just bought the domain right now.
Jesus Christ. Is my roommate's dog is going ape shit for some reason. I don't know if you guys can hear that.
I can hear it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, you're in the room physically.
I was banging the door.
How well behaved my dog is? Stand right next to me. You don't hear a word. He doesn't speak English.
I wish you could make him bark. On
speechless.
Command.
It's his first week here. He's been doing pretty well.
That's good. That's good.
I love him.
Him and Nikita getting along?
They haven't really hung out yet.
Yeah, really.
I'm afraid to interact with them. Hmm. He's just kind of aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
He's just so scared.
Yeah.
But he looks very timid.
Yeah. He bounced around a lot for like a bunch of houses, homes, houses. Mm-hmm. He's house sitting for people, homes, apartments. And so like now I think he's just like, I don't know anyone. He's great though.
Yeah, he's cool little dude.
How old's your dog?
My dog is 4.5. Mm. My cat is under 1 year old. But they live in like two separate places. So my dog's with my mom and I have my cat in my house. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
What's that?
Two
no. Mm. Yeah, I got a house on the
shirt shit is a real fucking gold mine. Crushing.
Nah. Dog is my mom's dog, pretty much. Mm. But, you know, family. He's like the
Where's
family
she
pet. She lives in Chelsea.
Oh, okay. So she's in the city.
Yeah.
Sick.
Did you grow up there?
Pretty much.
Me too.
Nice.
What high school you go to?
I went to, I didn't grow up like, I grew up on the Upper East Side.
Oh, what high school you go to?
Birchwath and Lennox.
That's where all the gay guys go.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Danny.
All right. Danny screams.
Hey, we're taking the mic away. He just does the audio stuff. He's like, the words expressed by Danny screams is not the... I've never heard of that school. Why would I think that?
It's just like a private high school. Yeah.
That's why you never heard of it? Or that's why you think that?
That's why I never went to this. I never heard of it.
Yeah, you can't read, so...
Yeah, the coffee shop guy would hate him. He's filled with rich Jews.
Oh.
Oh man, I hope you like someone's like, hey, have you heard this podcast? They've referenced you a few times now.
Yeah, it's cool. Let me check it out.
Oh. Best coffee shop in Brooklyn, the coffee shop where they drip hate.
That's where all the hate dates have to be happening.
Yeah. Oh my god, speed dating there would be amazing.
Caffeinated hate.
A lot of hoods and off like gray uniforms. What's the word? Olive? What do the Nazis wear?
Uniform.
Some of them were like navy uniforms. And some of them were like they're green. Color. It's green, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but the
they were in Colombia.
Yeah, the SS's wore black though, like the main like the like Hitler's like special guys.
Goebbels, yeah. Gobbles.
Yeah,
I just want to say Gobbles.
Yeah, yeah, they were all black.
This podcast is fucking getting weird.
Yeah,
I like it though.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
See what the Acacia strain does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
did you see that woman's ear pop off yesterday?
Yeah, that was fucking
yeah, crazy. Jesus Christ, yeah.
Are you really into mixed martial arts like we are?
Not as much, but okay. I like watching it.
Okay. The door's right there. You can leave. Well, this woman got punched in the ear and it popped.
Really?
Basically, like, open.
Oh, shit.
It was sick. Also, Joe Schilling knocked out Melvin Manhoef, which is insane. Joe Schilling's a Muay Thai fighter. I think it was his first MMA fight. I'm pretty sure. And just went in and fucking cracked a legend. I don't know. I want to call Melvin Manhoef a legend, but he hasn't won enough. Are you going to pull it up so everyone sees diarrhea come out of her ear?
Yeah. Here's a... that's like the aftermath. Oh,
damn.
Let's see if we can... Oh, is there no video? What kind of asshole like, posts some shit and doesn't post like, video?
Fuck you.
They both gave each other a finger, right?
Yeah. Like
fine video of it.
He choked him out?
Yeah. No. It was a split decision. This is great for an audio podcast.
Yeah, I know.
It was like...
Yeah. We're not here it comes again.
No, they have videos. We'll set it up. We're in my room right now. It's not a bad room, I'll be honest. Yeah, it's like the art my rolls.
Just like, it just flops. Damn.
That doesn't even look real.
I know.
That one, just me being white belt as a person.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah, I got that thin neck. Just my eyes full of hope.
Yeah.
That stinks. No. Jiu-jitsu problems.
Yeah. What, so you're saying Stefan Bonner just
could you
walked
look it
off?
Up? Yeah. Who's your favorite fighter? It's okay if you don't have one. You could say me.
Honestly, I do like Ronda Rousey.
Hell
and
yeah.
Jesus Christ. She's cute. Brock Lesnar's pretty cute.
Yeah, he's good. that chest tattoo is scary as shit. He has some gnarly tattoos. You
like, I like Chuck.
I have the Ultimate 100 UFC DVD package as a gift. I just put it in sometimes and just like write. It's really good to just have in the background on mute. Play some Flamingo.
Did you fight
that? No, fuck that. I don't want to watch the highlights. Just tell me what happened.
What the hell? Oh, God. My God. This looks terrible.
It looks like, hands down. Yeah, it's a decision.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
No.
No.
No, I'm fucking Googling it.
Well, we're watching it right now.
Okay, it's all right. So let's go back to the guest that's here, that came here from the tree. Look at my dog. Look how cute he is.
Yeah. They're like, throwing some punches at each other. Stefan Bonner looking like total Stefan Bonner. Like, oh, goodness. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the highlights from the Stefan Bonner, Tito Ortiz fight last night, and Bonner lost.
Tito Ortiz still fights?
Yeah. Why is he throwing water on him? Jesus Christ.
It was good. It was a good impression of Tommy Tolhold imitating Dana White. Shut the fuck up, Tommy. I love Tommy Tolhold.
Yeah, so that was the fight. How do you guys feel about Tito Ortiz's conduct?
Conduct as a human being?
The sportsmanship.
He just makes his sport look like we're all douchebags, but I guess a lot of them are.
Yeah. It's good for ratings, you know. Sells tickets.
Does it, though?
I don't know.
Yeah. I just think he wants to see people fighting. I don't think they want to see people being assholes all the time. But who's he fighting?
Some tall...
Okay, so you don't know his name. Guy. Okay. That's cool.
He's way younger than him.
Pacquiao's younger than him?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what the fuck is he old fighting?
Speaking of young older fighters, Bernard Hopkins?
Lost.
He lost, yeah. 49, lost.
He's probably going to kill himself.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's he shouldn't kill himself, but he should, you know, maybe think about maybe selling some grills or something.
Selling some girls?
Grills, like George Foreman.
Oh, I was like, selling some girls.
Yeah, like, wow, grill. That's a really deep and dark joke.
Yeah. Nah, grills. Grills, like, to make food, not platinum fronts for your teeth.
That's speaking also of, an option.
Speaking of that, have you guys ever seen this guy, what's his name? He's a rapper. He has, like, these, like, diamond
Wiz fangs. Khalifa.
No.
Nas.
Little John?
No, keep going. Like, no. Riff Raff.
Riff. Is that guy really a rapper? Yeah,
but he doesn't have the fangs.
Well, they're not fangs. They're just, they're all sharp.
Oh, nice.
They're like all, it's, he looks like.
Jaws from 007?
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
It's exactly.
I'm very good at references.
It's so, like, it's just so weird. I wonder how that became a thing.
He made it a thing.
No,
he's helping a trendsetter.
I love Riff Raff. Like, yeah. I hate his music.
Oh,
but
cool.
I love him as like a person.
As a cultural,
he's, like,
identity.
Shitting on hip hop because it's like, you guys are actually trying really hard, but I'm just, anyone who can say like Salisbury steak sweater and be serious is amazing.
Is that what it is a joke? I've never listened to his music. Is it joke hip hop?
It's, he serious. We think he's serious. It's like, boom. It's like rapception.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. He's got a BET tattoo. He's white.
Sick. Oh, yeah. He looks like a cartoon character.
Yeah. Like a cartoon character.
He sued James Franco in Spring Breakers.
Oh, damn.
And he got money.
Because he took his likeness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Likeness? It's the way you like, dude. It's like what your whole, your essence of a human being. Yeah, I mean, when I saw Spring Breakers, I'm like, oh, it's that dude.
Yeah.
It's that piece of shit, dude. Stop touching my, what are you doing?
What's?
Dan's touching my keys.
Like his, oh, like his
new pants. They're really nice. I haven't talked about my new pants.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about your new pants. First time, how much
money they were. They're $200. Yeah. What's up? I have it like, podcast money. No. No, I needed new pants, and I like things that last forever, and I've had Outlier shorts for 4 summers, and I'm like, oh, I'll get some Outlier pants, and they're super comfortable.
What's the company? Outlier?
Outlier. The future of clothing.
Yeah. What's so special about them? What makes them $200?
Touch it, bro.
We're plugging the fuck out of them right now.
What?
Did you at least get tax off?
No, what are
they? They're not jeans, right?
They're jeans. They're sick. They're like future materials.
Damn, you could bring those into the pit and they wouldn't split.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ever.
They're doing this shit the whole time.
They split.
He's in about you.
That should be their, that should be their
slogan. Yeah.
Take them in the pit and won't split.
Is that the hate date slogan?
No, it's for Outlier, so you can wear that.
Take
pants.
It to, that still works for the hate date.
It does. You're right.
You do? I like, okay,
come on,
so
you guys do mixed martial arts. You guys should be like whizzes at like.
Very good point. So this is my, he doesn't, but very good point. I rarely go to shows.
I just do Muay Thai, no mixed.
You mix Muay Thai. I like when it's like a pushing and a happiness behind it. Like, we're all in this together. Yay, we like this music. But I've also been in pits where it's people with closed fists, with their eyes closed, just chucking around.
Yeah.
You're trying to hit people. I don't like that. I'm going to hit you back with precision because fuck you. Like, I went to, I think I talked about this before, I went to an Against Me show, and like, they're a band I really like. And like, it was totally fun and safe, and like, you're still doing the thing where you have, for some reason, people have pent up aggression because they don't hit pads. But it was fun. But I've been to like,
was that the one at Webster?
No, it was at what is it called? Hello,
Baby's,
Baby.
Baby's
All Right. Yeah. It was sick.
Yeah, Against Me are awesome.
Yeah, but I went to some other show. I can't remember what it was, but it's like, why are you closing your fists and spinning? You don't know who the fuck's around you. Metalcore. I want to start single legging motherfuckers. Yeah. Go high crotch singles.
What? I saw Tweens again.
Yeah,
at
Baby's All Right.
Baby's All Right. Yeah,
I wanted to go to that, and I also wanted to go to Pity Sex. Yeah, the day after.
Really cool.
I know. I hate really saying that name. Band name.
Why? It's really cool. Fuck you, Danny. You fucking piece of shit New Yorker.
Yeah, they sounded. The sound was way better at Baby's All Right than it was at. What was the place we saw? Rough Trade.
Rough Trade.
Yeah.
Some people were shot in front of that recently.
Rough Trade, really?
Yeah, like 2 people were shot. Like over.
Was it the sound guy?
I don't know. Fucking sound guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not that great.
Oh, that's like a thing everyone knows.
Yeah, we were complaining about it when we went to go see Tweens that night too.
Oh, interesting. You should make a fake Instagram or a fake Twitter account for sound guy at Rough Trade and just start saying like
He's probably
what? Like all caps? Yeah. What? Like you're deaf?
Like, it's tough being a deaf sound guy, don't you know?
Yeah, it just like has like a big cone to come out of his ear.
Twitter's a great outlet for me because I'm deaf.
Yeah.
Tell me and the bands communicate when they need, you know, turn me down.
Turn on the volume? All right.
Is it a guy or a girl?
The sound person?
Don't answer that question.
I mean, the worst part about it is like they are a record store.
Yeah.
You think they would know.
Yeah.
Get it right.
Also, that room is terrible. It's like concrete floor, concrete walls, like a high concrete. Yeah, you should.
That's like the part. It's like the party scene in Blade.
Party scene in Blade. Oh, yeah. So yeah, or in
boom, two for two,
nice. And also, there's a the Matrix, the party scene in Matrix.
Oh yeah,
when he follows the White Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
When he first meets Trinity.
Are you Trinity?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were a god.
I'm a sci-fi geek. Yeah.
Everyone does. Yeah. All the crosstalk is happening right now.
Yeah. Oh, sick! You took down the mainframe. I thought you were a god.
Have you guys seen the trailer for John Wick?
Dude, yeah,
looks sick.
It's so good.
Did you see the movie?
No, I haven't seen yet, but like that's as soon as they told me, I was like, hey, like he goes buck wild because someone kills his dog. I'm like, I'm going to see it.
Exactly. Fuck every it. Dog lover's like, yeah, fuck yeah. Let's go see that.
And the best like quote, you've seen the trailer, right?
Yeah.
It's like, so you think you're back? And he goes, yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
Fuck yeah, Keanu Reeves. Yeah. He will give him way too much of a hard time.
Yeah, I think Keanu Reeves is awesome. He did an AMA on Rubbit. Rubbit.
Rubbit. Oh, Jesus.
Rubbit. All right, there you go.
Maybe we should
buy the domains now. Yeah. We need to get Hate Date, Rubbit.
Yeah. Rubbit is like Reddit for porn.
We can't post this for weeks because they're trying to get fucking trademarks.
Rubbit.
Rubbit. Or, he was on...
And then we could also do Ribbit, which could be Reddit for frogs.
I like that.
We'll edit that one out. No. Yeah.
On the top of the dome.
Ribbit. Make sure it's Ribbit for her pleasure.
Yeah, Ribbit for her pleasure. Like, it's like, yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. But yeah, I haven't seen John Wick. I want to check it out. But yeah, he did that AMA on Reddit.
You can slow down. Just take a breath. You got this.
Usa. Yeah.
I believe in you.
Thanks, buddy.
It's so hard to see movies like in theaters. Like it's expensive. Like why would I want to go and see it in like some like place that someone's probably jizzed on the seat when I can just go sit in my couch?
Yeah, I jizzed on everyone's
seats. I jizzed on my couch.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah.
I have that thought a lot, but then sometimes something comes out where I'm like, this is better in the theater. And I'm gonna
maybe
go
at Nighthawk
too. Oh, I've never been. I've always heard cool things.
Nighthawk's good.
They just never had any good movies on. It's always fucking artsy fartsy bullshit.
Oh,
they
do?
Oh, they do? Oh, I'll see that.
Yeah.
They've got a good veggie burger there.
Do they?
Yeah, it's really good. You got to ask them to make it vegan style because they put like a different kind of mayo on there.
Oh, yeah.
But otherwise,
you got to get that aioli. Mm-hmm. Aioli mayo.
Garlic mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, yeah.
You got to have that.
Veganaise, veganaise.
But I really want to see Dumb and Dumber too.
It looks good.
Yeah. I don't know.
No?
I'll wait for Netflix on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I know. I get that response a lot.
Fuck you, then.
Yeah,
but it's been a while since I've like was like, oh man, I want to go see that movie really bad. Mm-hmm. Last time that happened was Godzilla.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, look at that disaster.
Hey,
was it good? I didn't see it.
Don't say that. It was great.
I think if you're just pessimistic about everything, you seem so cool, like Danny does.
I'm kind of excited about the new Star Wars movie, and I know it's probably going to be shit, but I'm excited. I'm excited to see it. Yeah.
Oh, the Disney version.
Yeah, the J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams.
I served him once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, nice. I didn't realize it was him until I gave him his credit card.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I kept making fun of them because they're all like...
He kind of looks like Jimmy Neutron all grown up.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. But the who's he hanging out with, like Sofia Coppola? And like
maybe. I don't know. I can't remember who the fuck the other person was.
I don't know. I don't even know if they even hang out. I just threw that name out there because I know she's also like a director.
Yeah, that's two directors.
Yep. That's it.
What's the next thing for the brand, like the label? What are you thinking?
Thinking about making pullovers.
Sick.
And also snapbacks.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So making snapbacks with like underprints, kind of like Mishka hats.
Mishka.
Yeah. They're like one of my favorite brands.
They sponsored me for a little bit.
Yeah?
For a quick minute. I got like a bunch of clothes and then it's like that jacket and like all my shirts are Mishka.
Oh, nice. That's a dart jacket, right?
Yeah.
For riding? Nice.
Super nice for riding.
Yeah. Wait, they sponsored you for riding?
No, it's for fighting.
Oh, sweet.
I was like the first fighter they ever sponsored.
That's awesome.
But then the guy that was the whole thing. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Cool label. Cool brand.
Yeah, they're great. I like them.
That's cool.
Yeah. Like, I love streetwear stuff. Mishka is one of my favorites. I like The 100 and like Stussy. Don't fuck with Supreme, but stuff like that.
Any reason?
You don't like Whitney and the Lions?
No, I'm not about that $50 t-shirt game for just some like Fruit of the Loom kind of thing. Just like silly.
I remember when that happened. I was like, okay, you're all suckers now.
Yeah. You're speaking all of suckers. Posers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Jesus. Do you remember?
Yeah, yo, they were cool for a minute. Like, yeah.
I remember when those Bruce Lee sweatshirts came out. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this is actually kind of cool. I want to get one of these. They're all sold out super quick. And then I was like, maybe someone put them up on eBay. $300. Opening bit. I was like, well, I guess I'm not getting that sweatshirt.
It's a weird thing that happens, that if something gets really cool, then everyone just buys it for the sake of reselling it. And it's like, you're kind of ruining this whole thing for everyone else. You're being a dick.
No, I love collecting like t-shirts and stuff like that. Like,
that's awesome.
Like streetwear,
it's all those are like boobs.
Like streetwear, it's like people love making parody t-shirts, like the like stuff. And like, I don't know how that started happening. Mishka does it too.
I have the Street Fighter shirt.
Yeah,
but that one's a little better. Yeah, it's not so aggressively parody.
Yeah, because like if you go into their store, like they have the Street Fighter arcade game right there. Mm-hmm. Like my boy. Rob from The Only Ones, you know that brand?
Yeah, I know.
He does a great Supreme parody where it just says sheep. I love that.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I saw a like a Seinfeld sticker.
The Supreme
like
the red.
White. Someone made like a Seinfeld one. That was pretty good.
I like Seinfeld.
Never seen that.
Never seen that. So it must not exist, right? It doesn't exist. In Danny's reality. In Danny's hate date reality.
Yeah. Hate date. Good stuff. Good stuff. There's a lot of good dating apps out there these days.
Yeah, what are some? What are some?
Oh, one, it's called Tinder. Mm. That's one.
Are you single?
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
It's all right. Nope.
That's good.
Nope. Nope. I'm on Christian Mingle.
Yeah. Nice. I'm on Black People Meet.
Nice. Are those real?
Black People Meet?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally true. That's M-E-E-T.
Yeah, no, I always home like one letter. It'd be so weird. M-E-A-T.
They should just like have like sites that are like, you know, white meat for Black Street, like stuff like
white
that.
White meat for Black Street.
There's like dating sites for like farmers, carnies.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, what's that called?
I don't even know what the carnival one is.
Let's throw around some ideas.
Like circus folk. I don't know. Cirque du Soleil date.
Oh, that's good.
She beard small man.
She beard small man.
Yeah, there's like midget dating sites.
Ooh, that's a hard M. Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's awesome.
We're both screwed. Why not?
Wigget.
All good things.
Yeah. That I just found out that there's like Jewish people call themselves the tribe, part of a like they consider themselves part of a tribe. It's like a code word. For when they like on dating sites, like you must be a member of the tribe,
J tribe.
Oh yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, something not for vegans. Yeah. Like I googled it. Yeah, like,
what do we know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody else
would know too. Who's everyone else? Oh, because vegans.
It's just the joke. Yeah, that's funny. It's a good joke, Danny. Never heard that one before.
I love you, Danny. I'm gonna beat the shit out of you.
Good stuff. All right, but I think it's good. Good spot to wrap it up.
Yeah.
On the dating sites before we get too deep into that
sexual world.
Yeah. So where can people find your stuff?
You can find it at sleepterrorclothing.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the internet.
Yeah.
That's sick.
You don't have to internet too hard. Or you can just search Sleep Terror Clothing and Google it.
Just yell to your computer.
Yeah.
He'll get it.
Yeah, I actually am on Yelp. My office is on Yelp.
Sick.
Nice. I get like weird people calling me.
Dude. But we could go to your office.
Well, they don't give me reviews or anything because, like, you can't. But, like, it's just for, like, search engine optimization just to have me listed. Yeah. I get, like, so much crap mail, like, to, like, sign up for stupid stuff. And then, like, people calling me, like, hey, so do you sell blank t-shirts? Like, read the description.
Why would I sell blank
It just says Nightmare Made Streetwear Brand.
Yeah, turn them inside out. It's $26.
And I'm just like, yeah, I can print shirts, but they already have prints on them. You want them?
I put the same thing on it again.
Do it.
So, also.
Bitcoins? Take bitcoins.
Nice, nice.
Respect.
Instagram too, right? Sleep, this is Sleep Terror.
Yeah, it's
Sleep
Terror at, Clothing. Yeah, it's pretty simple. Just at Sleep Terror Clothing.
Cool. Good stuff. And also follow me at Cornell Ward, Instagram, Twitter.
That's such a weird way to end a show. I know. It's kind of like, good enough.
Yeah. And like Walking Alone NYC.
Walking Alone NYC. If you don't follow me, you're a racist homophobe.
At Danny Screams.
That makes it seem like I'm gay and ethnic, but
yeah.
I'm kind of not really.
Just one. You got one of
I'm
them.
Just gay. Just really I'm ethnic. I'm very ethnic.
Yeah. Athletic.
So, follow my dog Henry at come by my house and say hi to Henry.
Mm-hmm. Is that really his Twitter handle?
I wish. I should make him one.
Yeah, you should. I think he'd be a good famous Instagram dog.
He'd probably get way more followers than Walking Alone.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate that. Cool. I love you guys. Thanks. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for the children.